39. On the Absolution. Cardinal has no choice but to do what he's been told. For all his recent rebelliousness, he was programmed by the best to be the best, and he has a job to do. It's kind of terrifying how easily his training takes over, sending him on autopilot. He puts Vi Marotti out of his mind and returns to his duties in the barracks. The children are at dinner now. He's missed their training sessions, something that's never happened before when he wasn't directly under orders. As he moves among them in the cafeteria, he asks how they did and checks the scores posted on the wall. He was right about FB0007. The boy did well once FE1211 was out of the picture. He makes a note to shuffle their groups around again soon, to find better fits for the burgeoning leaders in ways that will maximize their performance. He can't let conniving FE1211 have all the glory. The irony is not lost on him. Taking his tray to go, he makes a new request of the cafeteria droid. Liquor. The droid isn't programmed to look surprised or care about such things, and it merely hands over a bottle as if this is an everyday occurrence. Cardinal is a captain, after all, and Brendel afforded him many privileges that he's never yet taken advantage of. The bottle is nothing special, nothing that would deserve the old General Hux's fine crystal decanter, but Cardinal wouldn't know a good vintage if he tasted it anyway. He simply needs, for a while, to forget. Back in his quarters, he takes off his helmet and throws it across the room, before ripping off his armor and tossing it on the floor without polishing it. Iris beeps in alarm, and he orders her into a closet so she can't witness his aberrant behavior. He can't stand the stink of his own body, the stench of fear and sadness, so he strips off his bodysuit and takes the hottest shower he can. If only the heat could burn off the parts of him that are wrong, boil off his skin, and leave him as new and innocent as he was before he ever met Vi Marotti. Sure, he'd detested Phasma back then, but at least he'd been able to stand her. At least he'd believed that she wanted the same things he wanted, held the same ideals, and fought for the same allegiance. But he can't go back. Can't forget what he knows. Still, he can drink. And he has heard that liquor makes a man forget like nothing else. Or better yet, stop caring. The first few sips burn going down, which is what he wanted to feel anyway. Then his lips go numb, and a fire pools in his stomach, and he finally feels his taut muscles relax. The next cup tastes much better, and the third one gets tossed down so fast that taste isn't an issue. Something drips into the empty cup, plunking in the dregs of the amber liquid, and he realizes he's crying. Cardinal hasn't cried since Jakku. He hasn't had a reason to. Sometime later, he blacks out on his bed, and it's a relief. When his personal alarm announces the next shift, Cardinal has no idea who he is, where he is, or what's happening. Everything is sticky and unclear, and his head is pounding. It's a struggle to open his eyes, to stand, even to shower. Every other day on the Absolution, he's woken with purpose, ready to face the day and make the First Order proud. Today, he doesn't even shave, just shoves his helmet down over beard scruff. He doesn't have time to polish his armor, just has to scrape it up off the floor and fling it on before the children's klaxon rings. He finds Phasma's knife by the half-empty bottle of booze and wraps it in a piece of cloth, tucking it into one of the ammo boxes on his belt along with the beetle. He chokes out a sad laugh. It turns out evidence only works when you're allowed to present it. At breakfast, he feels as if he's merely watching someone else's life unfold. The children greet him and smile and show deference, and he goes through the motions, all the while feeling hollow and sick inside. He gets his tray, and the cafeteria droid offers him an extra packet he hasn't received before.
"For the hangover,"
it says, its voice toneless. Cardinal glares back at Iris, who bobs as if with a shrug, and he considers what it would feel like to take a droid apart with his bare hands. But instead of finding out, he simply takes the packet without thanks. He's about to remove his helmet to eat with the children when he realizes that his face is most likely a complete wreck. Instead, he takes his food to his room and finds it more tasteless than usual. The hangover packet is a powder, which turns his water orange and slightly fizzy. Once the liquid is down, the dull pounding in his skull lets up a bit. But the emptiness around his chest doesn't budge. There's an ache deep down that won't go away. He gets to the training room before the children and surveys what he's always considered his domain. Spotlessly clean, perfectly maintained, everything exactly where it should be to maximize their training. He stands on the high balcony overlooking the fighting arenas on one side and the window to the cavernous sim room on the other. Five technicians sit at the computer banks, waiting for his word on which sim to run. It occurs to him that sims are not real, and he wonders what it's like for his new recruits, serving their first planet-side tours under the watchful eye of Phasma. To go from Cardinal's well-run sims and patient training to holding a real weapon and taking human lives under Phasma's command. Many of his fellow soldiers seem to enjoy such work, but Cardinal always found it distasteful, if necessary. Phasma probably relishes it. As he watches the tiny children in their equally tiny armor arrive and pound on one another with riot batons, he realizes that he's going to find out, and soon, what it's like to fight when there's something very important at stake.